A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into the Arrowhead Attic podcast. It is an emergency podcast, a rare Monday podcast for us. Ladies and gentlemen, Patrick Allen and Matt Connor here with you. The Kansas City Chiefs and Travis Kelce are never, ever getting back together because they're never going to break up in the first place. The Chiefs have agreed to a contract extension with the GOAT of all tight ends, Travis Kelce, a 2-year contract extension that will make him the highest paid tight end in the NFL, as he should be. I'm going to read this tweet from Ian Rappaport and then get Matt Connor's initial reaction here. Rappaport says, "No more champagne problems. The Chiefs and All-Pro and Pro Bowl tight end Travis Kelce have agreed to the terms of a new 2-year contract extension to make him the NFL's highest paid tight end." Sources say the deal was done by his long-term agent, Mike Simon, now with Milk Honey Sport. All right, Connor, what does it mean other than that Travis Kelce's not going anywhere for a little bit?
It means a lot. Taylor sings about there must be some invisible string tying you to me. These are very visible strings. Travis Kelce is going nowhere. Look, it wasn't like he was coming into a contract year. He had 1 year left. He signed a 4-year, $57.25 million deal back in 2020. That was a 4-year extension tagged onto the single year he had left there, leaving him through 2025. Now, these 2 years, unless the language changes, because we don't know terms of the deal, but generally, if the Chiefs were going to give him just more money, like, hey, we've got money and we want to reward you because Kelce has largely been underpaid for a very, very long time. Tight ends who produce at his level are one of the NFL's greatest financial, like, secrets. Like, it's a great way. It's a great loophole in a budget to be able to, like, you know, you don't have to pay the Tyreek $30 million, but you can pay Travis $15 million and get, like, your 1A, you know, alpha guy on offense as far as pass catching goes. So this is not being couched in the terms given by Rappaport as like a pay grade hike. This is being couched as a legit 2-year extension. So I don't think that the Chiefs are just wiping clear a year and then adding a year. It really sounds like he's going to be under contract through 2027, which just changes all kinds of things for those who had doubts about, he's getting more into the business and entertainment part of his career. He's, you know, if you're worried about him slowing down, injury stuff. I mean, when you talk through 2027, let's put this in perspective. The Chiefs just drafted Jared Wiley, TCU, the first of 2 fourth round picks for the draft. When he was selected, the language around Wiley's selection was, here's a potential torchbearer. He's going to learn from and then get handed the torch by Kelce. This length of the deal now runs the entirety of Jared Wiley's contract with the Chiefs. So for perspective on what this means, it means that the guy the Chiefs just drafted is never going to be tight end one. Never. At least through the entirety of his rookie deal. This is a long time to come. This is Travis still saying, then, to me, as I'm reading this, I'm thinking a few things. One, the Chiefs are looking at Travis going, your bill of health is great. We trust you to be around a long time. It's Travis going, I feel great. I want to be here a long time. And, you know, it keeps the wheels going on a Chiefs offense. Now, Worthy doesn't have to ever, I mean, Rice, Worthy, Hollywood Brown, none of these guys are going to be feeling the pressure of, uh-oh, Travis is gone. Now we got to, you know, it's incredible. It's a remarkable run. Continue.
So now you're saying it sounds like it's a legit extension. So what they could have done here, and we haven't seen the terms of the deal, right, is if they wanted to give him a raise, they could extend the contract a couple years, and then what would they do? They would add a big signing bonus on. Did he get that money?
Yeah, you would call it a restructure. You'd call it a restructure and maybe an additional, you know, add it with an extension. Kind of thing. But this just sounds like, well, no, we're going to keep paying him what he was. And then, so again, I'm anxious to see the terms of the deal because maybe that flips it all. But to me, this, I mean, if it is a legit 2-year extension tagged on through 2027, it changes the language around what we were saying about him and his offseason pursuits, about him and his health, about him and his drive, about what the Chiefs just drafted. And I mean, imagine keeping Mahomes and Kelsey, like, you know, we're talking three-peat, and then maybe he'd ride off into the sunset. That, I mean, that's just been such a common talking point.
Yeah.
He's back for another year. But if you say he's back for 4 more years, I mean, we'll be talking about the next presidential election. We're talking about this deal ending, if that's the case.
Yeah, and even though, as you said, it's a 2-year extension, but Travis Kelsey was not in a contract year.
No,
he was signed through 2025. So here was his deal heading into this. So he was making, I'm not going to get into a whole base salary. That his cap number was $15.4 million for this year, which is about 6.1% of the cap for the Chiefs. And then, and this is according to Over the Cap. And then in 2025, he was set to make $19.8 million. That's 7.6% of the Chiefs cap. So, you know, that larger base salaries happen at the end of these things. So an extension does probably enable the Chiefs, if they want, to move some money around because now they've got these additional years. But you're right. He was going to be here, presumably, unless he retired, until 2025, no matter what. Now he's going to be signed through 2027. So now you're taking Travis Kelce with Patrick Mahomes into Patrick Mahomes' 30s, which sounds fantastic. And I got two tweets here from James Palmer, who is as tapped into the Chiefs as anybody. So you should always be following him on Twitter and checking out his reporting. He tweeted two things that I thought were interesting. He said, Travis Kelce will turn 35 in October. It's worth noting that Kelce, who's already one of the smartest players around, learned a lot this past year about his limitations physically and how to find ways to work around them and still be dominant on the field. And then he tweeted again, there's no denying Travis Kelce has lost a step. The hashtag Chiefs and Kelce have been open about it, but he's battled through a few nagging, painful injuries for most of the season. And what KC saw during the postseason is a more realistic version of where they think Kelce is physically. So look, there's no denying here that you get old. It's harder to play this game of football. The Chiefs have been doing a nice job over the years of ramping down Travis's snaps during the regular season. This influx of, you know, taking the rookie in the draft, the influx of wide receivers that they brought in, that's going to enable the Chiefs to smartly extend Travis Kelce, not just through this 2027 season, if they want to, but extend his effectiveness. They don't need him out there every single play. They need him in the playoffs, in the Super Bowls, right? So it seems like the Chiefs are really set up nicely here.
One of the common threads of small businesses is that so few are responsible for so many things. That's what makes it vital to have the right people in the right places. This is where LinkedIn Jobs comes in, and that's why we want to tell you about them. When you're hiring for your small business, you need to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why LinkedIn Jobs is so vital. They have the tools to help you find the right people for your team faster and for free. Look, LinkedIn isn't just another job board. They have a vast network of more than 1 billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else, and they do all that while making the process easy and intuitive. Look, hiring is easy when you have that many qualified candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. 2.5 million small businesses are already using LinkedIn for hiring. You should too. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/arrowhead. That's linkedin.com/arrowhead to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seen more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health: their food. What she discovered, that the way many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that could be wrecking our dog's health. And this is true even for many premium brands. Fortunately, she found that by just adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do the same thing to see incredible changes in their dog's health. If you want to see a dog, your dog, with more energy, healthier skin and coat, looking and acting younger, then this is for you. If you want to keep your dog healthy and happy, go to badlandsfood.com/arrowhead and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/arrowhead.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, I mean, look at what the Chiefs did in the draft. They did not need a tight end. You had Noah Gray coming into a contract year, which is going to make him very motivated, by the way. You just signed Irv Smith, who is actually, has good hands, was in a good situation to maybe find some room with the Chiefs to finally maybe break out and live up to that second round investment buzz that he first had entering the league. Still have Blake Bell maybe around if he wanted to be around, whatever. I mean, the Chiefs weren't destitute behind Kelce. Noah Gray can be the guy to spell him. But you bring in Wiley to learn for a year. Now you're super loaded this year. And then from there, you ease Wiley into a much better deal. Look, Travis Kelce, he got to rest the last week of the season. After that, 355 receiving yards in four postseason games, 3 touchdowns, a monster. He was a monster on a team that had no vertical passing game whatsoever. It's not like when you had Hollywood Brown, it all changes. Like, we should be real clear about this. When you add Hollywood Brown to Kelce next year already, he's going to be like a kid back in the candy store when he had Tyreek Hill. Then you add Xavier Worthy to that mix and say, hey, how do you want to play with our version of Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill? Kelce is going to feast, and now even his own position is loaded as ever. I think the Chiefs went into this knowing, hey, look, we're going to get you a running mate here long term. This year, we're going to be tripled up. And then after that, you're going to love the way we handle you. You're going to be in there for the most important reps. You're going to be able to sit when you need to sit. You're going to feel fresher than you have in a long time. You're going to be 37 feeling like 27. You want to do this? And I think he's looking at Stone Cold. I think he's looking at Magic Mahomes and going, how far do you guys want to run this? Let's take it all the way our careers.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And we've talked about this on the podcast before. This is a position that you can, if handled correctly, age gracefully into. Yes, Kelce's not... he's not the guy run after the catch that we've seen in years past. Some of the juke moves that he had early in his career where you're like, this guy's, incredible. Like, those are slower now, right? But as Palmer pointed out, he's one of the smartest players in the NFL. He has almost like a telepathic link with Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes knows where Kelsey's going to be. Kelsey's, he goes out there and yeah, he has routes and plays to run, but there's a lot of backyard football going on with those two. Kelsey knows he's played enough football. He knows defenses. He knows what teams want to try to do to him. And he gets him in motion so they can't try to get physical with him off the line. And then he just runs to where the open spot is going to be. It's, and you see this with a lot of veteran players like Kelsey over the years, that they're able. Larry Fitzgerald was able to be a productive NFL wide receiver years after his physical gifts had started to decline. Was he taking over games? No, but he was going out there. He was putting up 600-700-yard seasons because he had it upstairs. And that's what Travis Kelce has. And I think you're right. And it's credit to the Chiefs. This offseason, after the Chiefs did what they did, they get criticism for being, Clark Hunt gets criticism for being cheap sometimes. And those are the stuff with the facilities. What did they do this offseason? They went out and they rewarded the guys that brung them. Chris Jones, Mahomes is getting his money. Brett Veach is coming back, right? Andy Reid's coming back. Everybody has been taking his, Spagnuolo's coming back. Travis Kelce, as you pointed out, if you look at the tight end salary rankings before this, Darren Waller, who, I don't know, did he retire? He might retire. There's buzz about that. He was the highest paid at 32 with, and I'm doing average per year here at $17 million a year.
Yeah.
Then TJ Hawkinson, who's 27 at 16.5. Then George Kittle at 15. Travis Kelce's contract was at 14.3 per year. So now you're looking at that him going up over, if he's going to be the highest paid in the NFL, he's going to be over 17 average per year. That's well deserved for Travis Kelce.
Because what's that? It's a few extra million, right?
Yeah.
If you're Clark Hunt at this point, think about, he's the big winner here. He's the big winner, by the way, because Travis Kelce is now a globally recognized figure. I'm assuming there are dozens of countries in which Travis Kelce could take a vacation and be recognized by someone because of his association to the NFL, to entertainment, and now to Taylor Swift. You have that guy. If he rides off into the sunset next year, he's former Chiefs, blah, 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 you know, tight end Travis Kelce. If you lock hit arms with him for the next 4 years, four more years of celeb, four more years of offseason TV appearances, four more years of Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity hosting routines, four more years of Taylor Swift, will she or won't she be at games, four more years of all of this, which some fans find distracting, but no matter what you feel about it, it all puts money in the NFL's pocket and in Clark Hunt's pocket, because it's that many more t-shirts, ticket sales, merch, whatever, lucrative ad dollar. It's all there, man. Yeah. It's all there. By giving Travis Kelce $3-4 million more bucks in a year, and then extending that deal a year or two, whatever it is, when we find out the terms, this is the easiest money Clark Hunt has ever spent.
Yeah. Remember, this is an entertainment business. Some people come for the football. Some people come for the tailgating and the drinking. So, you know what I mean? People come into the Super Bowl because that's what everybody does. They watch the Super Bowl and they watch the commercials. And, you know, this is an entertainment business. And Travis Kelce, and now with Taylor Swift, is this huge draw. I mean, he may be with the team through the wedding if those two decide to tie the knot. Can you imagine what kind of frenzy that's going to be? It's just super cool. I'm so happy for Travis. I'm so happy for the Chiefs kingdom, because it just means we get to watch an all-time great play with a couple other all-time greats for an all-time great coach for a few more years. And again, they can really manage him, because this is a team that's going to go to the playoffs as long as Patrick Mahomes is upright. They might even go to the playoffs if he's not, because Andy Reid's such a good coach. I mean, that's what you have here. And I think you're right. This was just a really, really smart move by Clark Hunt and the Chiefs. And also a way to say thank you to Travis for, like, these guys have delivered for you if you're Clark Hunt. back-to-back Super Bowls. You have a chance. Your organization has a chance to do something that no other team has done. And remember, this is a guy who's trying to get a new stadium built somewhere, right? He wants to grow the value of this asset. You want to stay on top. And these guys, I think Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, they can keep giving it to you. They can keep giving you high production, maybe not quite as consistently as they did in the past. But what do you need? You need those guys to show up, you know, come January and February.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Patrick, let me ask you about one more angle of this. I want to see what you think. Yeah. So much of the conversation around long-term tight end greatness comes down to Travis or Tony. And when it comes down to Travis, you say, oh, the overwhelming production in such a short amount of time. I mean, not short amount of time, but nine years, like nine straight Pro Bowls. Then you look at Tony Gonzalez, and the conversation there is always centered around longevity, as in, how in the world did he stay so healthy and so productive for so long? Now, he never had a Mahomes thrown to him. In fact, he didn't even have an Alex Smith really thrown to him. And I feel for Tony in that way. And I know Tony has burned some bridges for some fans with comments about going to Atlanta and all that stuff. However, if we're keeping our heads about us, there's a very good debate to be had there. And Chiefs Kingdom should feel honored for being able to watch both legends play as long as they did. But now Travis Kelce is entering the conversation for longevity, which is Tony's turf. It makes me wonder what you think about the framing of that debate.
Yeah, I'm actually just running some numbers here. So right now in yards, Travis Kelce is 3,799 yards away from Tony Gonzalez. All time. Trav has 11, 328. Tony has 15, 127. He's already blown him away in 1,000-yard seasons.
Yep.
You know, those kinds of departments. Obviously, we need to recommend that. We need to recognize that Tony played in a far different era of football. He was helping to revolutionize the position and so on and so forth. But Tony played from 97 to 2013. Travis Kelce's been playing he hasn't even played 10 years yet, right? So to 2014 to 2023. You have to wonder what Travis is thinking. I mean, forget what I think about like the legacy. What is Travis thinking here about, you know, Mahomes chasing Brady, right? Like that's pretty much the only guy left for him to run down. Brady and Montana, right? For Travis, I'm sorry, man. Like the Gronk argument, like just take it home. Take your ball and go home. It's over. And it's been over. As great as Gronk was. If Gronk is better than Travis Kelce, then Jamal Charles is the greatest running back maybe ever. Okay. I don't want to hear it. So in this particular debate, the one thing that Tony has, I mean, he's got 111 touchdowns. Travis has 74. Travis extending his career, he can get in the time period that he has left, he's got a shot at these 3,799 yards for Tony Gonzalez. Yep. I know he only got 900 yards last year. He was injured, sat out a game. Like if he stays healthy, he should be able to continue to rack up 1,000-yard seasons, in my opinion, in this offense. So especially now what they're talking about going to add another game. So, you know, I don't know when that's going to happen, but like, yeah, I already think he's eclipsed Tony because of the incredible consistency of the 1,000-yard run, the Super Bowls. Like those matter, man. Like they just matter. They do. From a health standpoint, you know, Tony's like, I don't know, he's like vegan or like he takes care of himself way better than me, you, Travis, Patrick. Like he may never die. But
I feel like Tony could put up 500 yards this year.
He probably could walk. Like he could probably walk onto a football field and have a 100-yard game. Like I truly, truly believe that he's in incredible shape. But yeah, man, I think he's already surpassed him, but there's a significant gulf there in terms of receiving yards and touchdowns. And I think he can close it. And I think he can catch him on the yards. Touchdowns might be tough.
Yeah. It's very interesting. There's a lot of great angles here. More than anything else, what's most important, Travis Kelce, seems like the way we understand the deal in Kansas City for the next 4 full NFL seasons.
Yeah. And he's got 37 touchdowns to go. So he needs to average 9.25 touchdowns per year. It's not impossible. It's not impossible, but he's only eclipsed 9. He hit 9 one year, and then 3 other years he eclipsed. So, you know, they'd have to have like, it would have to be a concerted effort between him and Mahomes to be like, hey, I want to beat this guy in every category. I don't want there to be any kind of question. But if he, you know, if he has that tail end of his career like Tony has, you never know. Look, man, I'm just so excited. Thank you to everybody who jumped in the chat to do this. You need to keep your eyes on arrowheadaddict.com because as the details about this deal come out, Matt and the staff over there are going to have it broken down for you. They're going to let you know what it means. I'm sure Mahomes will tweet a reaction at some point. Stone Cold Jones will tweet a reaction at some point, and we'll have all of that coverage over on arrowheadaddict.com. But what do you think, Matt? I want to let's leave everybody with one question. And let us know in the chat what you guys think. Travis Kelce is a 3-time Super Bowl champion. When he retires, if this is his last ride, this contract, and he sees it all the way through, how many more Super Bowls will Travis Kelce win?
I think you're at least in 2 more, at least winning 1 more. I'm just trying to play conservative here.
Yeah. I mean, like, history would say 0, right? Like, history would be like, you know, like, there's just not, it's not going to happen. But we've just never seen anything like Patrick Mahomes and this, like, holy trinity that you have of these guys on offense with Reed, Mahomes, and Kelce. People in the chat are starting to sound off. Carol says 3 max. Tone says 2. Joe says 2. So you guys think he's got 2 out of the next 4 Super Bowls going to be the Chiefs. Can you imagine?
I mean, go ahead. Sorry.
I think if they win 2 of the next 4 Super Bowls, I'm already so happy and like I could drop dead right now and I would be perfectly content. I can't imagine if they win 2 more Super Bowls in the next 4 years.
Here's the problem though. The NFL, the rest of the NFL can't do anything about whether or not the Chiefs keep Kelce under contract, Stone Cold under contract, or Mahomes. But what they can do is make sure that their coaches aren't allowed to stay in place.
and no one's done anything. They're allowing Steve Spagnuolo to learn. All right, give me another year worth of experience. Joe Cullen, Matt Nagy, and Andy Reid. I mean, the Chiefs have kept everyone except a retiring outside linebackers coach from last year's team. You think that knowledge doesn't multiply upon itself? About the, like, we've watched Brett Veach get infinitely better at his job year after year after year after year. You think these coaches aren't going to do the same when allowed to stay together? I mean, everyone's scratching their head like, I can't believe they get to go for a three-peat. This is so rare. And it's like, you know what's rare is the fact that none of you are bothering to take any of the Chiefs coaches away from them, which forces them to kind of reset learning how to use their guys. That's the incredible part to me. And that's why I think that, to me, that's the best reason to believe they may reel off another 3-4 Super Bowls in the next 3-4 years.
Yeah, man. Look, I'm going to go with one. But if I was setting an over under, it would be 1.5. Because it's just, if you look at these last two Super Bowls that they won, like they should be better. Like they should be so much better next year. Now, of course, like I think the team that came back after the first Super Bowl that went 14-2 was one of the better Chiefs team I had ever seen. And they weren't able to get it done. Things happen. And so we just, you know, we don't know injuries, things can happen in the NFL, you know, just ask Lamar Jackson and some of these guys, you know, who miss seasons, but they just have, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, like his clutch gene, is he the most clutch quarterback ever? Like already?
Sure.
It seems crazy to suggest it, but like, think about all of the games, not just like regular season comebacks, but like the crucial games that guy, every Super Bowl that they've won, they were losing. You know, like it's just, he's the most clutch quarterback I've ever seen. He's already in like Jordan territory of like, he gets the ball and you're just like, oh, well, like with the exception of that AFC Championship game against the Bengals. When it really matters, like you're just doomed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. You know, the only other time I've ever seen anything like it in my lifetime is watching LeBron do what he has done over time, bringing greatness to a franchise that was kind of stuck in the mud. And I mean, you've seen it. You're from the same area, you know. And so, yeah, man, it's rare. It's, you know, it's once in a generation to see guys like this come along. When it's on your favorite team, it's something else entirely.
Yeah, man. Look, set your DVRs for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Because
Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, love that clip from Wolf of Wall Street where Leonardo DiCaprio says, I'm not fucking leaving. The show goes on. That's what I'm, you know, somebody needs to paste Travis Kelce's head on Leo's body and start rolling that clip on repeat. The show goes on, ladies and gentlemen, which is great for all of us. Look, we've got a whole week of shows for you breaking down the Chiefs draft. So, you know, Sterling and Matt will be back tomorrow. What time do you guys go on Tuesdays?
We go at 3 o'clock Central.
3 Arrowhead time on Tuesday. Then, of course, we'll have Wacky Wednesday, my show on Thursday. But we'll have more on this Travis Kelce situation. We'll have draft grades and analysis and all that stuff all week. Thanks to everybody who joined us for our live draft show on Thursday. That was a ton of fun. And make sure you head over to arrowheadaddict.com to get all of your news. If you want to become a member of the Arrowhead Addict podcast, check out the link in the description. Got lots of great ways to support the show and a cool private Discord where we're going to be chatting about this evening, I'm sure. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Shout out to producer Richard for getting this up and running and on no notice. For Matt Connor, Patrick Allen, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, as always, go Chiefs.
When
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.